This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. It's been 22 years since two gunmen killed 13 people and themselves at Columbine High School. CPR's Benta Brooklyn reports.
Republican Representative Patrick Neville was a student at Columbine High School when the mass shooting occurred. He reflected on his classmates who lost their lives that day and asked people to show generosity.
Please, maybe it's praying for someone you don't normally pray for. Maybe it's holding open a door. I would encourage you to just be kind to one another and try to do at least 13 acts of kindness. If you can do more, extra credit.
At the time, Columbine was the deadliest school shooting ever in the U.S. It has since been surpassed by others. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland told a congressional committee today that she hasn't decided if BLM headquarters will stay in Grand Junction. She says she's asking career staff how they feel about the change. Haaland says moving jobs out west has caused upset within BLM.
And the last thing we want to do is cause that again. So we're being very careful about how we're approaching it.
Haaland says boosting staff morale and having an experienced workforce are top priorities for her. NPR's live coverage of the verdict in the Derek Chauvin murder trial begins at 2:30 here on CPR and KRCC. Currently, Colorado Springs, 33 degrees, Denver, 29, Vail is at 36 this hour. This is CPR and KRCC.